it's pretty remarkable that the word Hajj has the same Arabic origin as the word Hujjah. The word Hujjah that was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tilka Hujjatuna Atainaha Ibrahim. And that same word is used actually for the ritual that we perform that you're obligated if you're capable to perform once in your lifetime called the Hajj. The Arabic word Hajj actually in its essence actually means a case or a proof that you cannot argue against. A definitive case that's made. You know when there's lawyers that are arguing and somebody gives a proof and the case is closed, done. Guilty as charged. Irrefutable evidence. That's actually called a hujjah. That's called a hujjah. When the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, single-handedly, he by himself was the hujjah of Allah. He was. And he established the case. And in his lifetime, Allah will ask him if he did his job or not. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. This is at the end of Surah Al-Hajj now. So the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, will be a witness against all of you. He will be a witness because he'll say, I did my job. I made the case. I proved the point. But then Allah doesn't stop there and says, وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So you will all be witnesses against the rest of humanity. What is Islam about? It is about the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And when is that case made? When millions of people every single year go back to that house built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and show their dedication to Allah and remind each other that they're going to stand in front of Allah on Judgment Day one day, but at the same time they remind each other that this religion was one of caring for the rest of humanity.